anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
I'm sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing.
Well, you know, it's the holiday season, and we always say we try to give you gifts as best we can, and one of the things we do is try to answer your questions.
Any questions?
Now, of course, most of the time, it's me answering your questions.
Oh, you can ask questions.
But today, well, we got a question, and we have the guest to answer it. That's because the question was from John in Seattle, and he said, "Hey, Chuck, can you please ask Tom Wyden what he thinks of a new ETF?" And the answer, John, is, yeah, I can. And so I got Tom Lydon from ETF Trends to give me an extra couple of minutes, and he's going to answer the question himself. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck, thanks. It's great to be back.
So we'll do just a couple of minutes here on this ETF, but first a reminder for my audience. Of course, Tom joins us each week for the ETF of the week. That'll be Thursday, of course, but he's the editor of ETF Trends. You can find more information at ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETF Trends. So, Tom, here's the rest of his question, because he said, can I ask you about it? So John wanted to know about ticker symbol HACK. That's Pure Funds ISE Cybersecurity. And the rest of his note, I tend to be skeptical of these new granular ETFs, but this one has piqued my interest. Should it have piqued his interest?
Well, Chuck, you and I probably have been hacked in some way or another where we've had a bug on our computer, or our companies have been hacked in some way, or we know companies have been hacked in some way. And cybersecurity is getting to be one of those industries that, number one, we need, but it's also growing at an exponential rate. So I know the folks at Pure Funds, ISE. They've done a tremendous job in putting this together, and a couple things I want to say. First, it is very niche. It is just servicing companies that are specific to cybersecurity, system software companies, consumer communications equipment, the consulting services, the internet software services. But what they've done in working with ISE, ISE is the index provider that has put together one of these smart beta indexes, where the components of the index have to meet certain criteria, certain financial criteria, certain sales and profitability criteria in order to remain in that index. So from that standpoint, here's some due diligence that's actually been put into play to create this index. So if you were very bullish on cybersecurity, great. If you liked one individual issue, that's great, but that might be too much of a bet. Or maybe you may not have the wherewithal to be able to research an individual issue. The idea on something specific like this is, if you like an industry and you can buy a diverse group within an index, and also through the smart beta process have regular semi-annual due diligence that's built into this process, I think it's great. It's only a month old, but it's already attracted over $50 million in assets. I imagine that as technology continues to move forward, and we as a country really are concerned about our overall growth, cybersecurity will continue to be profitable. So I would say yes. Now, this isn't for your real serious money. I say for an allocation out of your domestic portfolio, maybe 1% or 2%, great. But also, when it does get a 200-day average, make sure you watch that 200-day average very closely.
There you go. And I was going to ask you about that asset size, but it crossed $50 million. If it hadn't, I think you'd be saying, wait till it gets a 200-day moving average and crosses $50 million. So in this case, if you want to take a chance before it's been around 200 days to have a 200-day moving average, very small piece of your asset allocation. Tom, thanks so much for taking time out to join me and do a little bit extra. We'll talk to you on Thursday with the ETF of the week.
Great. Thanks, Chuck.
And John in Seattle, thanks for your question. We appreciate it. And for anybody else out there, whether it's an extra question for Tom or me or any of our guests, don't be shy. Send them to Chuck@MoneyLifeShow.com. We'll have a little fun with it. Maybe we'll do something where I bring in a guest to answer it. Maybe it'll just be me. But take your chances and write us the question. Remember, by the way, Tom Wyden, well, you can find him at ETF Trends and ETFTrends.com. So at ETF Trends on Twitter, ETFTrends.com. All right, there's just a little bit more to go on today's show, but we'll wrap it up right after this message. So stick around. We're living the money life, and we'll get you set up for the rest of the week right after this.